The following is a free-for-download audiobook available on Google Drive. Srimad Bhagavatam by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Canto 4, The Creation of the Fourth Order. Chapter 14, The Story of King Vena. Text 1, Maitreya Vacha, Brigus Adayas Te Munio, Lokanam Kshema Darshana. Goptari asati vairinam pasyanta pashu samyatam. Synonyms. Maitreya Vacha, the great sage Maitreya, continued. Brigu Adaya, headed by Brigu, Te, all of them. Munia, the great sages, Lokanam, of the people, Shema Darshina, who always aspire for the welfare. Goptari, the king, asati being absent, vai, certainly, nirinam, all of all the citizens, pashyanta, having understood. Pashu Samyantam, existence on the level of the animals. Translation. The great sage Maitreya continued, O great hero Vidura, the great sages headed by Bhrigu were always thinking of the welfare of the people in general. When they saw that in the absence of King Anga there was no one to protect the innocent interests of the people, they understood that without a ruler the people would become independent and non-regulated. Purport. In this verse, the significant word is Kshema Darshana, which refers to those who are always looking after the welfare of the people in general. All the great sages headed by Bhrigu were always thinking of how to elevate all the people of the universe to the spiritual platform. Indeed, they advised the kings of every planet to rule the people with that ultimate goal of life in mind. The great sages used to advise the head of the state or the king, and he used to rule the populace in accordance with their instruction. After the disappearance of King Anga, there was no one to follow the instructions of the great sages. Consequently, all the citizens became unruly, so much so that they could be compared to animals. As described in Bhagavad Gita 4.13, human society must be divided into four orders according to quality and work. In every society, there must be an intelligent class, administrative class, productive class, and labor or worker class. In modern democracy, these scientific divisions are turned topsy-turvy, and by votes, shudras, or workers, are chosen for administrative posts. They have no knowledge of the ultimate goal of life. Such persons whimsically enact laws without knowledge of life's purpose. The result is that no one is happy. Text 2. Viramataram ahuya sunitam brahma vadina prakriti asamatam venam abhyasichan patim bhuva. Synonyms. Vira, avena, matarnam, mother, ahuya, calling, sunitam, of the name Sunita, brahma vadina, the great sages learned in the Vedas, Prakriti, by the ministers, asamatan, not approved of, venam, vena, abhyasichan, enthroned, patim, the master bhuva of the world. Translation. The great sages then called for the queen mother, Sunita, and with her permission they installed Vena on the throne as master of the world. All the ministers, however, disagreed with this. Text 3. Shrutva nripasana gatam, Venam atyugra sashanam nili yur dasyava sadya sarpatrasta eva kvaha avkava. Synonyms. Shrutva, after hearing Nripa of the king, asanagatam, ascended to the throne, venam, vena, ati, very ugra, severe, sashanam, punisher, nilalu, hid themselves. Dayasva, all the thieves, Sadya, immediately Sarpa, from snakes, Trasta, being afraid, Eva, like Akhava, rats. Translation. It was already known that Vena was very severe and cruel. Therefore, as soon as all the thieves and rogues in the state heard of his ascendance to the royal throne, they became very much afraid of him. Indeed, they hid themselves here and there as rats hide themselves from snakes. Purport. When the government is very weak, rogues and thieves flourish. Similarly, when the government is very strong, all the thieves and rogues disappear or hide themselves. Of course, King Vena was not a very good king, and he was known to be cruel and severe. Thus, the state at least became freed from thieves and rogues. Text 4. Sa arudha nripastana unadho sta bibhutibi avamene mahabhagan stabda shab babita svata. Synonyms. Sa, King Vena, Aruda, ascended to, Nripastan, the king, the seat of the king. Unahada, very proud, Asta, 8. Vibhutibi, by opulences, Aves Abhimene, began to insult Mahabhagan, great personalities. Stubta, inconsiderate. Sambhavita, considered great. Svata, by himself. Translation. When the king ascended to the throne, he became all-powerful and with 8 kinds of opulences. Consequently, he became too proud. By virtue of his false prestige, he considered himself to be greater than anyone. Thus, he began to insult great personalities. Purport. In this verse, the word ashta vibhutibi, meaning, quote, by 8 opulences, end quote, is very important. The king is supposed to possess 8 kinds of opulences. By dint of mystic yoga practice, kings were generally acquire these 8 opulences. These kings were called Rajarshis, kings who were also great sages. By practicing mystic yoga, a Rajarshi could become smaller than the smallest, greater than the greatest, and could get whatever he desired. A Rajarshi could also create a kingdom, bring everyone under his control, and rule everyone. These were some of the opulences of a king. King Vena, however, was not practiced in yoga, and he became very proud of his royal position nonetheless. Because he was not very considerate, he began to misuse his power and insult great personalities. Text 5. Evam madhanda utshikto narankusha ivadvipa parayantam ratam ashtaya kampayan eva rodasi. Synonyms. Evam, thus, madanda, being blind with power, utsikta, proud, nirankusa, uncontrolled, eva, like dvipa, an elephant, paryantam, traveling, ratam, a chariot, astaya, having mounted, kampayam, began causing to tremble, eva, indeed, rodasi, the earth, sky, and earth. Translation. When he became overly blind due to his opulences, King Vena mounted a chariot and, like an uncontrolled elephant, began to travel throughout the kingdom, causing the sky and earth to tremble wherever he went. Text 8, 6. Na vastavyam na datavyam na hotavyam dvija kvachit iti navarayad dharmam berigo shena sarvasha. Synonyms. Na, not vastavyam, any sacrifices can be performed. Na, not datavyam, any charity can be given. Na, not hotavyam, any clarified butter can be offered. Dvija, O twice born, clutch it at any time. Iti, thus, nyavarayat, he stopped dharmyam, the procedures of religious principles, bedi, of kettle drums, goshena, with the sound, sarvasha, everywhere. Translation. All the twice-born brahmanas were forbidden henceforward to perform any sacrifice, and they were also forbidden to give charity or offer clarified butter. Thus, King Vena sounded kettle drums throughout the countryside. In other words, he stopped all kinds of religious rituals. Purport. What was committed by King Vena many years ago is at present being carried out by atheistic governments all over the world. The world situation is so tense that at any moment governments may issue declarations to stop religious rituals. Eventually, the world situation will become so degraded that it will be impossible for pious men to live on the planet. Therefore, sane men should execute Krishna consciousness very seriously so that they can go back home, back to Godhead, without having to further suffer the miserable conditions predominant in this universe. Text 7. venasya vekshya munyo durvatasya vichestitam nimrisha loka vyasanam kripa yochu smasatrina. Synonyms: venasya of King Vena, avekshya after observing munya, all the great sages, durvatasya of the great rogue, vichestitam activities, vimrisha considering, loka vyasanam, danger to the people in general, kripaya, out of compassion, uchu, talked, sma, in the past, satrina, the performers of sacrifices. Translation: therefore, all the great sages assembled, and after observing cruel Vena's atrocities, concluded that a great danger and catastrophe was approaching the people of the world. Thus, out of compassion, they began to talk amongst themselves, for they themselves were the performers of the sacrifices. Purport: before King Vena was enthroned, all the great sages were very much anxious to see the welfare of society. When they saw that King Vena was most irresponsible, cruel, and atrocious, they again began to think of the welfare of the people. It should be understood that sages, saintly persons, and devotees are not unconcerned with the people's welfare. Ordinary karmis are busy acquiring money for sense gratification, and ordinary jnanis are socially aloof when they speculate on liberation, but actual devotees and saintly persons are always anxious to see how the people can be made happy both materially and spiritually. Therefore, the great sages began to consult one another on how to get out of the dangerous atmosphere created by King Vena. Text 8. Aho ubhadyata praptam lokasya vyasanam mahat duruni ubhadyato dipte eva takskara palayo. Synonyms: aho, alas, ubhadyata, from both directions, praptam, received, lokasya, the people in general, vyasanam, danger, mahat, great, duruni, a log, ubhayata, from both sides, dipte, burning, eva, like, taskara, from thieves and rogues, palio, and from the king. Translation: when the great sages consulted one another, they saw that the people were in a dangerous position from both directions. When a fire blazes on both ends of a log, the ants in the middle are in a very dangerous situation. Similarly, at that time, the people in general were in a dangerous position due to an irresponsible king on one side and thieves and rogues on the other. Text 9. Arajaka Vyadesha Krito Rajatad Arana Tato Pi Asid Bayam Tvadya Katam Syat Svasti Dehina. Synonyms: Arajaka, being without a king, Bayat, out of fear, Esha, this Vena, Krita, has made Raja, the king, Atat Arana, though not qualified for it, Tata, from him, Api also, Asit, there was, Bayam, danger, too, then, Adya, now, Katam, how, syat, can there be, svasti, happiness, dehinam, of the people in general? Translation: thinking to save the state from irregularity, the sages began to consider that it was due to a political crisis that they made King Vena king, although he was not qualified. But alas, now the people were being disturbed by the king himself. Under such circumstances, how could the people be happy? Purport: in Bhagavad Gita 18.5, it is stated that even in the renounced order, one should not give up sacrifice, charity, and penance. The brahmacharis must perform sacrifices, the grihasthas must give in charity, and those in the renounced order of life, the vanaprasthas and sannyasis, must practice penance and austerities. These are the procedures by which everyone can be elevated to the spiritual platform. When the sages and saintly persons saw that King Vena had stopped all these functions, they became concerned about the people's progress. Saintly people preach God consciousness or Krishna consciousness, for they are anxious to save the general populace from the dangers of animalistic life. There must be a good government to see that the citizens are actually executing their religious rituals, and thieves and rogues must be curbed. When this is done, the people can advance peacefully in spiritual consciousness and make their lives successful. Text 10. Aher eva payo posha, posha ka shiapi anartabrit. Vena prakritya kala sunhita garba sambhava. Synonyms. Ahe of a snake, eva like paya with milk. Posha, the maintaining. Posha khasya of the maintainer, api even. Anarta against the entranced brit becomes vena, king vena, prakritya by nature, eva certainly kala, mischievous, sunita of sunita, vena's mother, garba the womb, sambhava, born of. Translation. The sages began to think within themselves, because he was born from the womb of sunita, king vena is now by nature. King vena is by nature very mischievous. Supporting this mischievous king is exactly like maintaining a snake with milk. Now he's become a source of all difficulties. Purport. Saintly persons are generally aloof from social activities and the materialistic way of life. King Vena was supported by the saintly persons just to protect the citizens from the hands of rogues and thieves, but after his ascendance to the throne, he became a source of trouble to the sages. Saintly people are especially interested in performing sacrifices and austerities for the advancement of spiritual life. But Vena, instead of being obliged because of the saint's mercy, turned out to be their enemy because he prohibited them from executing their ordinary duties. A serpent, who is maintained with milk and bananas, simply stores poison in his teeth and awaits the day to bite his master. Text 11. Nirupita praja pala sajikam sati vipraja tatapi santvayin manmum nasmams tat patakam spriset. Synonyms. Nirupita, appointed, praja pala, the king, sahi, jikam sati, desires to harm, vai, certainly, praja, the citizens, tatapi, nevertheless, santyamena, we should pacify among him, not, asman, us, tat his, patakam, sinful result, spriset, may touch. Translation. We appointed this king, Vena, king of the state, in order to give protection to the citizens, but now he has become the enemy of the citizens. Despite all these discrepancies, we should at once try to pacify him. By doing so, we may not be touched by the sinful results caused by him. Purport. The saintly sages elected King Vena to become king, but he proved to be mischievous. Therefore, the sages were very much afraid of incurring sinful reaction. The law of karma prohibits a person to associate with a mischievous individual. By electing Vena to the throne, the saintly sages certainly associated with him. Ultimately, King Vena became so mischievous that the saintly sages actually became afraid of being contaminated by his activities. Thus, before taking any action against him, the sages tried to pacify and correct him so that he might turn from his mischief. Text 12. Tad vidva bir asadvrito veno smabi krito nripa santvito yadi no vacham Nagrahis yati adharmakrit lokadikara sandagdam dahis yama svatejasa. Synonyms. Tat, his mischievous nature, vidvabi, aware of, asatvrita, impious, vena, asmabi, by us, krita, it was made of, nripa, the king, santvita, in spite of being pacified, yadi, if, na, our, vacham, words, na, not, grahis yati, he will accept, adharmakrit, for the most mischievous, lokadikara, by public condemnation, sundagdam, burned, dahisyama, we shall burn, svatejasa, by our prowess. Translation. The great saintly sages continued thinking, of course, we were completely aware of his mischievous nature, yet we nevertheless enthroned Vena. If we cannot persuade Vena, King Vena, to accept our advice, he will be condemned by the public and we will join them. Thus, by our prowess, we shall burn him to ashes. Purport. Saintly persons are not interested in political matters, yet they are always thinking of the welfare of the people in general. Consequently, they sometimes have to come down to the political field to take steps to correct the misguided government or royalty. However, in Kali Yuga, saintly persons are not as powerful as they previously were. They used to be able to burn any sinful man to ashes by virtue of their spiritual prowess. Now, saintly persons have no such power due to the influence of the age of Kali. Indeed, the brahmanas do not even have the power to perform sacrifices in which animals are put into a fire to attain new life. Under these circumstances, instead of actively taking part in politics, saintly persons should engage in chanting the Maha Mantra, Hare Krishna. By the grace of Lord Chaitanya, by simply chanting this Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, the general populace can derive all benefits without political implications. Text 13. Evam ad yava shayaninam muniyo guda manyava upa vrajya bruvan venam santvayitva chasambhavi. Synonyms. Evam thus ad yava shaya, having decided enam him, muniya, the great sages, Guda Manyava, concealing their anger, Upavraja, having approached, Ubruvan spoke Venam to King Vena, Santva Yitva, after pacifying, Cha also, Samabhi with sweet words. Translation. The great sages, having thus decided, approached King Vena. Concealing their real anger, they pacified him with sweet words and then spoke as follows. Text 14. Munya Uchu. Nripavarnya nibhodai tad yat te vigna payamabo ayushi bala kirtantinam tava tata vivardanam. Synonyms. Munio Uchu, the great sages, said, Nripavarya, O best of the kings, nibhoda, kindly try to understand etat this, yet which te to you. Vigna payama, we shall instruct bo, O king. Ayu, duration of life, Sri, opulences, Bala, strength, Kirtinam, good reputation, Tava, your, Tata, dear son, Vivardhanam, which will increase. Translation. The great sages said, Dear King, we have come to give you good advice. Kindly hear us with great attention. By doing so, your duration of life and your opulence, strength, and reputation will increase. Purport. According to Vedic civilization, in a monarchy, the king is advised by saintly persons and sages. By taking their advice, he can become the greatest executive power, and everyone in his kingdom will be happy, peaceful, and prosperous. The great kings were very responsible in taking the instructions given by great saintly persons. The kings used to accept the instructions given by great sages like Parashara, Vyasadeva, Narada, Devala, and Asita. In other words, they would first accept the authority of saintly persons and then execute their monarchical power. Unfortunately, in the present age of Kali, the head of government does not follow the instructions given by the saintly persons. Therefore, neither the citizens nor the men of government are very happy. Their duration of life is shortened, and almost everyone is wretched and bereft of bodily strength and spiritual power. If citizens want to be happy and prosperous in this democratic age, they should not elect rascals and fools who have no respect for saintly persons. Text 15. Dharma archirita pumsam vanmana kaya buddhibi lokan vishokan itvitarati atanantyam asanginam. Synonyms. Dharma, religious principles. Acharita, executed, pumsam, to persons, buck, by words, mana, mind, kaya, body, buddhibi, and by intelligence. Lokan, the planets. Vishokan, without misery. Vitarati, bestow, atta, certainly, anantyam, unlimited happiness, liberation, asanginam, to those free from material influence. Per translation, those who live according to religious principles and who follow them by words, mind, body, and intelligence are elevated to the heavenly kingdom, which is devoid of all miseries. Being thus rid of the material influence, they achieve unlimited happiness in life. Purport. The saintly sages herein instruct that the king or head of government should set an example by living a religious life. As stated in Bhagavad Gita, religion means worshiping the Supreme Personality of Godhead. One should not simply make a show of religious life, but should perform devotional service perfectly with words, mind, body, and good intelligence. By doing so, not only will the king or government head rid himself of the contamination of the material modes of nature, but the general public will also, and they will all become gradually elevated to the kingdom of God and go back home, back to Godhead. The instructions given herein serve as a summary of how the head of government should execute his ruling power and thus attain happiness, not only in this life, but also in the life after death. Text 16. Sate ma vinased vira pragnanam chema lakshana yasmin vinaste nipratir aishvaryad avarohat hati. Synonyms. Sa, that spiritual life, te, by you. Ma, do not. Vinaset, let it be spoiled, vira, O hero. Prajanam, of the people. Kshema lakshana, the cause of prosperity, yasmin, which. Vinaste, being spoiled, nipati, the king. Aishvaryat, for from opulence. Avarohati, falls down. Translation. The sages continued, O great hero, for this reason, you should not be the cause of spoiling the spiritual life of the general populace. If their spiritual life is spoiled because of your activities, you will certainly fall down from your royal and opulent position. Purport. Formerly, in practically all parts of the world, there were monarchies, but gradually, as monarchy declined from the ideal of religion and to the godless life of sense gratification, monarchies all over the world were abolished. However, simply abolishing monarchy and replacing it with a democracy is not sufficient unless the government men are religious and follow in the footsteps of great religious personalities. Text 17. Rajan asadv amatyebhyas koradibhya prajadnripa rakshan yata balim grinan iha pretya chamodate. Synonyms. Rajan, O king. Asado, mischievous. Amatebia, from ministers. Chora, adibi, from thieves and rogues. Praja, the citizens. Nripa, the king. Rakshan, the protecting. Yata, accordingly as. Balim, taxes. Grinam, accepting. Iha, in this world. Pretya, after death. Cha, also. Modate, enjoys. Translation. The saintly persons continued, when the king protects the citizens from the disturbance of mischievous ministers, as well as from thieves and rogues, he can, by virtue of such pious activities, accept taxes given by his subjects. Thus, a pious king can certainly enjoy himself in this world as well as in the life after death. Purport. The duty of a pious king is described very nicely in this verse. The first and foremost duty is to give protection to the citizens from thieves and rogues, as well as from ministers who are no better than thieves and rogues. Formerly, ministers were appointed by the king and were not elected. Consequently, if the king was not very pious or strict, the ministers would become thieves and rogues and exploit the innocent citizens. It is the king's duty to see that there is no increase in thieves and rogues, either in the government secretariat or in the departments of public affairs. If a king cannot give protection to the citizens from thieves and rogues, both in government service and public affairs, he has no right to exact taxes from them. In other words, the king or the government that taxes can levy taxes from the citizens only if the king or government is able to give protection to the citizens from thieves and rogues. In the 12th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam 12.140, there is a description of these thieves and rogues in government service. As stated, prajas te bhakshyasi syanti malecha rajan yarupina. Quote, these proud maleches, persons who are less than shudras, representing themselves as kings, will tyrannize their subjects, and their subjects, on the other hand, will cultivate the most vicious practices. Thus, practicing evil habits and behaving foolishly, the subjects will be like their rulers. End quote. The idea is that in the democratic days of Kali Yuga, the general population will fall down to the standard of Shudras. As stated, Kalo Shudra Shambhava, practically the whole population of the world will be Shudra. A Shudra is a fourth-class man who is only fit to work for the three higher social castes. Being fourth-class men, Shudras are not very intelligent. Since the population has fallen in these democratic days, they can only elect a person in their category, but a government cannot run very well when it is run by Shudras. The second class of men, known as Kshatriyas, are especially meant for governing a country under the direction of saintly persons, Brahmanas, who are supposed to be very intelligent. In other ages, Satyuga, Tretayuga, and Dwaparayuga, the general populace was not so degraded, and the head of government was never elected. The king was the supreme executive personality, and if he caught any ministers stealing, like thieves and rogues, he would at once have them killed or dismissed from service. As it was the duty of all of the kings to kill thieves and rogues, it was similarly his duty to immediately kill on all dishonest ministers in government service. By such strict vigilance, the king could run the government very well, and the citizens would be happy to have such a king. The conclusion is that unless the king is perfectly able to give protection to the citizens from all rogues and thieves, he has no right to levy taxes from the citizens for his own sense gratification. However, if he gives all protection to the citizens and levies taxes on them, he can live very happily and peacefully in this life, and at the end of this life be elevated to the heavenly kingdom or even to the Vaikuntha Lokas, where he can be happy in all respects. Text 18. Yasya rastre pure chaiva bhagavan yajna purusha ijyate snena dharmena janar varna shramanvita. Synonyms: yasa, whose, rastre, in the king or state or kingdom, pure, in the cities, cha, also, eva, certainly, Bhagavan, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Yajna Purusha, who is the enjoyer of all sacrifices, Ijate, is worshipped, Svena, their own, Dharmena, by occupation, Janai, by the people, Varnashram, the system of the eight social orders, Anvitai, who follow. Translation: the king is supposed to be pious, in whose state and in cities the general populace strictly observes the system of eight social orders of Varnashram, and where all citizens engage in worshipping the Supreme Personality of Godhead by their particular occupations. Purport: the state's duty and the citizen's duty are very nicely explained in this verse. The activities of the government head, or king, as well as the activities of the citizens, should be so directed that ultimately everyone engages in devotional service to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The king, or government head, is supposed to be the representative of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and is therefore supposed to see that things go on nicely, and that the citizens are situated in the scientific social order comprised of four varnas and four ashrams. In the Vishnu Purana, it is stated that unless people are educated or situated in the scientific social order comprised of four varnas, Brahmanas, Kshatriya, Vaishya, and Shudra, and the four ashrams, Brahmachari, Grihastha, Vanaprastha, and Sannyas, society can never be considered real human society, nor can it make any advancement towards the ultimate goal of human life. It is the duty of the government to see that things go on in terms of varna and ashram, as stated herein, Bhagavan Yajna Purusha. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, is the Yajna Purusha, as stated in Bhagavad Gita 5:29. Bhoktaram Yajna Tapasam. Krishna is the ultimate purpose of all sacrifice. He is also the enjoyer of all sacrifices. Therefore, he is known as Yajna Purusha. The word Yajna Purusha indicates Lord Vishnu, or Lord Krishna, or any personality of Godhead in the category of Vishnu Tattva. In perfect human society, people are situated in the orders of Varna and Ashram and are engaged in worshipping Lord Vishnu by their respective activities. Every citizen engaged in an occupation renders service by the resultant actions of his activities. That is the perfection of life, as stated in Bhagavad Gita 18:46. Yata pravitir bhutanam yena sarvam idam tatam svakarmana tam abhyarcha. Siddhim Vedanti Manava. By worship of the Lord, who is the source of all beings and who is all-pervading, man can, in the performance of his own duty, attain perfection. Thus, the Brahmanas, Kshatriyas, Shudras, and Vaishyas must execute their prescribed duties as these duties are stated in the Shastras. In this way, everyone can satisfy the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Vishnu. The king, or government head, has to see that the citizens are thus engaged. In other words, the state or the government must not deviate from its duties by declaring that the state is a secular one, which has no interest in whether or not the people advance in Varnashram Dharma. Today, people are engaged in government service, and people who rule over the citizens have no respect for Varnashram Dharma. They complacently feel that the state is secular. In such a government, no one can be happy. The people must follow the Varnashram Dharma, and the king must see that they are following it nicely. Text 19. Tasya Rajno Baha Bhaga Bhagavan Bhuta Bhavana Parit Yusyati Vishvatma Tistato Nijasashane. Synonyms: Tasya, with him, Rajana, the king, Mahabhaga, O noble one, Bhagavan, the supreme personality of Godhead, Bhuta Bhavana, who is the original cause of the cosmic manifestation, Parityusyati, becomes satisfied, Vishvatma, the supersoul of the entire universe, Tishtata, being situated, Nija Sashane, in his own governing situation. Translation: O noble one, if the king sees that the supreme personality of Godhead, the original cause of the cosmic manifestation and the supersoul within everyone, is worshipped, the Lord will be satisfied. Purport: It is a fact that the government's duty is to see that the supreme personality of Godhead is satisfied by the activities of the people as well as by the activities of the government. There is no possibility of happiness if the government or citizenry have no idea of Bhagavan, the supreme personality of Godhead, who is the original cause of the cosmic manifestation, or if they have no knowledge of Bhuta Bhavana, who is Vishvatma, or the supersoul, the soul of everyone's soul. The conclusion is that without engaging in devotional service, neither the citizens nor the government can be happy in any way. In the present moment, neither the king nor the governing body is interested in seeing that the people are engaged in devotional service of the supreme personality of Godhead. Rather, they are more interested in advancing the machinery of sense gratification. Consequently, they are becoming more and more implicated in the complex machinery of the stringent laws of nature. People should be freed from the entanglement of the three modes of material nature, and the only process by which this is possible is surrender unto the supreme personality of Godhead. This is advised in Bhagavad Gita. Unfortunately, neither the government nor the people in general have any idea of this. They are simply interested in sense gratification and being happy in this life. The word Nija Shashane, quote, in his own governmental duty, end quote, indicates that both the government and the citizens are responsible for the execution of Varnashram Dharma. Once the populace is situated in the Varnashram Dharma, there is every possibility of real life and prosperity in both this world and in the next. Text 20. Tasmin tuste kim apraipyam jagatum tam ishvareshvare loka sapala I etasmai haranti balim adrita. Synonyms: Tasmin, when he, tuste, is satisfied, kim, what, apropium, impossible to achieve, jagatam, of the universe, ishvari ishvare, the controller of the controllers, loka, the inhabitants of the planet, sapala, with their presiding deities, he, for this reason, etasmai, unto him, haranti, offer, balim, paraphernalia for worship, adita, with great pleasure. Translation: The Supreme Personality of Godhead is worshipped by the great demigods and who are controllers of universal affairs. When he is satisfied, nothing is impossible to achieve. For this reason, all the demigods, presiding deities of different planets, as well as the inhabitants of their planets, take great pleasure in offering all kinds of paraphernalia for his worship. Purport: All Vedic civilization is summarized in this verse. All living entities, whether on this planet or on other planets, have to satisfy the Supreme Personality of Godhead by their respective duties. When he is satisfied, all necessities of life are automatically supplied. In the Vedas, it is also stated, Eko Bahonamyo Vedadati Kaman, Katha Upanishad 2.2.13. From the Vedas, we understand that he is supplying everyone's necessities, and we can actually see that the lower animals, the birds and the beasts, have no business or profession, yet they're not dying for want of food. They're all living in nature's way, and they all have the necessities of life provided, namely, eating, sleeping, mating, and defending. Human society, however, has artificially created a type of civilization which makes one forgetful of his relationship with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Modern society even enables one to forget the Supreme Personality of Godhead's grace and mercy. Consequently, modernized human civilized society is always unhappy and in need of things. People do not know that the ultimate goal of life is to approach Lord Vishnu and satisfy him. They have taken this materialistic way of life as everything and have become captivated by materialistic activities. Indeed, their leaders are always encouraging them to follow this path, and the general populace, being ignorant of the laws of God, are following their blind leaders down the path of unhappiness. In order to rectify this world situation, all people should be trained in Krishna consciousness and act in accordance with the Varnashram system. The state should also see that the people are engaged in satisfying the Supreme Personality of Godhead. This is the primary duty of the state. The Krishna consciousness movement was started to convince the general populace to adopt the best process by which to satisfy the Supreme Personality of Godhead and thus solve all problems. Text 21. Tam sarva lokamara agnya sangraham trayimayam dravyamayam tapomayam yagnar vichitrayar yajato bhavayate rajan svedeshan anurodum ahar arhasi. Synonyms: tam, him, sarvaloka, in all planets, amara, with the predominating deities, yagya, sacrifices, sangraham, who accepts, Trayimayam, the sum total of the three greatest, Dravyamayam, the ownership of all paraphernalia, Tapamayam, the goal of all austerity, Yajnai, by sacrifices, Vichitrai, various, Yagata, worshipping, Bhavaya, for elevation, Te, your Rajan, O King, Svadeshan, your countrymen, Anurodum, to direct, Arhasi, you ought. Translation: dear King, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, along with the predominating deities, is the enjoyer of the results of all sacrifices in all planets. Supreme Lord is the sum total of the three Vedas, the owner of everything, and the ultimate goal of all austerity. Therefore, your countrymen should engage in performing various sacrifices for your elevation. Indeed, you should always direct them towards this offering of sacrifices. Text 22. Yajnena yushmad vishaye dvijatibir viti yamanena surakalahare vista sutusta pradishanti vanchitam tad delanam narhasi virachestitam. Synonyms: yajnena, by sacrifice, yushmat, your vishaya, in the kingdom, vijatibir, be by the brahmanas, vitaya menena, being performed, sura, by all the demigods, kala, expansions, hare, of the personality of Godhead, suista, being properly worshipped, sutusta, very much satisfied, prasidanti, pradistanti, will give, vanchitam, desired result, tat helanam, disrespect to them, not arhasi uat, vira, O hero, chestitum, to do. Translation: when all the brahmanas engaged in performing sacrifices in your kingdom, all the demigods who are plenary expansions of the Lord will be very much satisfied by their activities and will give you your desired result. Therefore, O hero, do not stop the sacrificial performances. If you stop them, you will disrespect the demigods. Text 23. Yena vacha, Ravena vacha, Balista bala yuyam va ad harme dharma manina ye vitidam patam hitva jaram patim upasate. Synonyms: Vena, King Vena, Uvacha, replied, Balisha, childish, Bata, O, yuyam, all of you, va, indeed, adharme, in irreligious principles, ad dharma manina, accepting as religious, yea, all of you who, vritidam, providing maintenance, patim, husband, hitva, giving up, jaram, paramour, Patim husband, Upasate, worship. Translation. King Vena replied, "You are not at all experienced. It is very much regrettable that you are maintaining something which is not religious and accepting it as religious. Indeed, I think you are giving up your real husband who maintains you and are searching after some paramour to worship." Purport. King Veda was so foolish that he accused the saintly sages of being inexperienced, like small children. In other words, he was accusing them of not having perfect knowledge. In this way, he could reject their advice and make accusations against them, comparing them to a woman who does not care for her husband and maintains her, but goes to satisfy a paramour who does not maintain her. The purpose of this simile is apparent. It is the duty of the Kshatriyas to engage in the Brahmanas and different types of religious activities, and the king is supposed to be the maintainer of the Brahmanas. If the Brahmanas do not worship the king, but instead go to the demigods, they are as polluted as an unchaste woman. Text 24. Avjananti ami muda nripad rupinam ishwaram nano vindanti te badram ihaloke paratracha. Synonyms. Avajananti, disrespect, mam, or ami, those who, muda, being ignorant, rupa, nripa rupinam, in the form of the king, ishram, the personality of Godhead, na, not, anuvidanti, experienced, te, they, badram, happiness, iha, in this, loke, world, paratra, after death, cha, also. Translation, those who, out of ignorance, do not worship the king, who is actually the Supreme Personality of Godhead, experience happiness neither in this world nor in the world after death. Text 25. Ko yajna purusho nama yatravo bhaktiridrishi bhaktrisneha viduranam yatajare kuyositam. Synonyms, ka, who is, yajna purusha, the enjoyer of all sacrifices, nam, by name, yatra, unto whom, va, your, bhakti, devotional service, idrishi, so great, bhatri, for the husband, sneha, affection, viduranam, bereft of, yata, like, jare, unto the paramour, ku yoshitam, of unchaste women. Translation, you are so much devoted to the demigods, but who are they? Indeed, your affection for these demigods is exactly like the affection of an unchaste woman who neglects her married life and gives all attention to her paramour. Text 26 through 27. Vishnur Vinrincho Girisha Indro Vayur Yamo Ravi Parjanyo Dana Da Soma Kshitir Agnir Apampati Ete Chanye Chabavibuda Prabhavo Varasapayo Dehi Bhavanti Nirpeta Sarvadeva Mayo Nipa. Synonyms. Vishnu, Lord Vishnu, Virincha, Lord Brahma, Girisha, Lord Shiva, Indra, Lord Indra, Vayu, Vayu, the director of the air, Yama, the superintendent of death, Ravi, the sun god, Parjanya, the director of rainfall, Danakda, Kuvera, the treasurer, Soma, the moon god, Kshiti, the predominating deity of the earth, Agni, the fire god, Pampati, Vruna, the lord of waters, Ete, all these, Cha, and Anye, others, Cha, also, Vibhuda, demigods, Prabhava, competent, Varashapayo, in both benediction and curse, Dehi, in the body, Bhavanti, abide, Nripate, of the king, Sarvadeva Maya, comprising all demigods, Nripa, the king. Translation. Lord Vishnu, Lord Brahma, Lord Shiva, Lord Indra, Vayu, the master of air, Yama, the superintendent of death, the sun god, director of rainfall, Kuvera, the treasurer, the moon god, the predominating deity of the earth, Agni, the fire god, Varuna, the lord of waters, and all others who are great and competent to bestow benedictions or to curse, all abide in the body of the king. For this reason, the king is known as the reservoir of all demigods, who are simply parts and parcels of the king's body. Purport. There are many demons who think of themselves as the supreme and present themselves as the directors of the sun, moon, and other planets. This is all due to false pride. Similarly, King Vena developed the demoniac mentality and presented himself as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Such demons are numerous in this age of Kali, and all of them are condemned by the great sages and saintly persons. Text 28. Tushman mam karmibir vipra yajadvam gatas matsara balim chamahyam harata matonya ko grabuk puman. Synonyms. Tasmat, for this reason, me, karmabhi, by ritualistic activities, vipra, O brahmanas, yajadvam, worship, gata, without, matsara, but being envious, balim, paraphernalia for worship, cha, also, mayam, unto me, hanata, bring, mata, then me, anya, other, ka, who is, agarbuk, the enjoyer of the first oblations, purman, personality. Translation, King Vena continued, for this reason, O brahmanas, you should abandon your envy of me, and by your ritualistic activities you should offer me and worship me and offer me all paraphernalia. If you're intelligent, you should know that there is no personality superior to me who can accept the first oblations of all sacrifices. Purport. As stated by Krishna himself throughout Bhagavad Gita, there is no truth superior to him. King Vena was imitating the Supreme Personality of Godhead and was also speaking out of false pride, presenting himself as the Supreme Lord. These are all characteristics of a demoniac person. Text 29. Maitreya Vacha itam viparyaya mati papiyan utpatam gita anunya manas tad yachnan nachakre brasta mangala. Synonyms. Maitreya Vacha, Maitreya said, itam thus, viparyaya mati, one who has developed perverse intelligence, papiyan, most sinful, upattam, from the right path, gata, having gone, anuniyamana, being offered all respect, tat yachnam, at the request of the sages, not chakra, accepted, brasta, bereft of mangala, all good fortune. Translation. The great sage Maitreya continued, thus the king, who became unintelligent due to his sinful life and deviation from the right path, actually became bereft of all good fortune. He could not accept the requests of the great sages, which the sages put before him with great respect, and therefore he was condemned. Purport. The demons certainly cannot have any faith in the words of authorities. In fact, they are always disrespectful to authorities. They manufacture their own religious principles and disobey great personalities like Vyasa, Narada, and even the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna. As soon as one disobeys authority, he immediately becomes very sinful and loses his good fortune. The king was so puffed up and impudent that he dared disrespect the great saintly personalities, and this brought him ruination. Text 30. Iti te Satkritastena dvija panditamanina bhagnayam bhavyayanchnayam tasmai vidura chakrudu. Synonyms. Iti thus, te, all the great sages, asatkrita, being insulted, tena, by the king, dvija, the brahmanas, panditamanina, thinking himself to be very learned, bhagnayam, being broken, bhavya, auspicious, yachnayam, their request, tasmai, at him, vidura, o vidura, chakradu, became very angry. Translation. My dear Vidura, all good fortune to you. The foolish king, who thought himself very learned, thus insulted the great sages, and the sages, being broken-hearted by the king's words, became very angry at him. Text 31. Hanyatam hanyatam esha papa prakriti daruna jivan jagat asavyashu Kurite basmasa duvam. Synonyms. Hayantam, kill him. Hayantam, kill him. Esha, this king, papa, representative of sin. Prakriti, by nature. Daruna, most dreadful. Jivan, while living, jagat, the whole world. Asho, he, asu, very soon. Kurite, will make. Basmasat, into ashes. Duvam, certainly. Translation. All the great saintly sages immediately cried, kill him! Kill him! He's the most dreadful, sinful person. If he lives, he will certainly turn the whole world into ashes in no time. Purport. Saintly persons are generally very kind to all living kinds of living entities, but they are not unhappy when a serpent or a scorpion is killed. It is not good for saintly persons to kill, but they are encouraged to kill demons, were exactly like serpents and scorpions. Therefore, all the saintly sages decided to kill King Vena, who was so dreadful and dangerous to all human society. We can appreciate the extent to which the great sages actually controlled the king. If the king or government becomes demoniac, it is the duty of a saintly person to upset the government and replace it with deserving persons who follow the orders and instructions of saintly persons. Text 32. Nayam arhati asadvrito naradeva virashanam yo diagna patim vishnum vinindati anapatrapa. Synonyms, nah, never, I am, this man, Arati, deserves, Asatvrita, full of impious activities, Naradev, of the worldly king or worldly god, Nara Vara Asanam, the exalted throne, Yahihu, Adiyagyapatim, the master of all sacrifices, Vishnum, Lord Vishnu, Vinindati, insults, Anapatrapa, shameless. Translation, the saintly sages continued, this impious, impudent man does not deserve to sit on the throne at all. He is so shameless that he even dared insult the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Vishnu. Purport, one should not, at any time, tolerate blasphemy and insults against Lord Vishnu or his devotees. A devotee is generally very humble and meek, and he is reluctant to pick a quarrel with anyone, nor does he envy anyone. However, a pure devotee immediately becomes fiery with anger when he sees that Lord Vishnu or his devotee is insulted. This is the duty of a devotee. Although a devotee maintains an attitude of meekness and gentleness, it is a great fault on his part if he remains silent when the Lord or his devotee is blasphemed. Text 33. Ko vainam parichaksita venam ekam rite subam prapta idrisham aishvaryam yadanugraha bhajana. Synonyms. Ka, who, va, indeed, enam, the Lord, parikshita, would blaspheme, venam, King Vena, al ekam, alone, rite, but for, asubham, inauspicious, prapta, having obtained idrisham like this, aishvaryam, opulence, yat, whose, anugraha, mercy, bhajana, receiving. Translation, but for King Vena, who is simply inauspicious, who would blaspheme the Supreme Personality of Godhead, by whose mercy one is awarded all kinds of fortune and opulence? Purport, when human society, individually or collectively, becomes godless and blasphemes the authority of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, it is certainly destined for ruination. Such a civilization invites all kinds of bad fortune due to not appreciating the mercy of the Lord. Text 34. Itam vyavashita hantum rashayo rudha manyava nijagnur hunritair venam hatam achuta nindaya. Synonyms. Itam thus vyavashita decided hantum to kill rashaya the sages. Rudha manifested maya manyava their anger. Nijagnu they killed. Hum kritai, by angry words and sounds of hum. Venam, King Vena, hatam, dead. Achuta, against the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Nindaya, by blasphemy. Translation, the great sages thus manifesting their covert anger immediately decided to kill the king. King Vena was already as good as dead due to his blasphemy against the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Thus, without using any weapons, the sages killed King Vena simply by high-sounding words. Text 35. Rishibhishvashrama padam gateputra kalevaram sunita palayamasha vidya yogena sochati. Since synonyms, Rishibhi, by the sages, svashram padam, to their own respective hermitages. Gate, having returned putra of her son, kalevaram, the body, sunita, the mother of King Vena, Palyamasha preserved Vidya Yogena by mantra and ingredients, Shochiti, while lamenting. Translation. After all the sages returned to their respective hermitages, the mother of King Vena, Sunita, became very much aggrieved because of her son's death. She decided to preserve the dead body of her son by the application of certain ingredients and by chanting mantras, Mantra Yogena. Text 36. Ekada muni yas tu te tu sarasvat shilalupluta hutvagnim sat katas chakror upavista saritate. Synonyms: Ekada, once upon a time, Munia, all those great saintly persons, te, they, tu, then, Sarasvat, of the river Sarasvati, Salila, in the water, Apluta, bathed, Hutva, offering oblations, Agnim, into the fires, Satkata, discussions about transcendental subject matters, Chakru, began to do, Upavista, sitting, Sharitate, by the side of the river. Translation: once upon a time, the same saintly persons, after taking their bath in the river Sarasvati, began to perform their daily duties by offering oblations into the sacrificial fires. After this, sitting on the bank of the river, they began to talk about the transcendental person and his pastimes. Text 37. Vikshyo titam tadot patan adhur loka vyankaram api abhadram anateya dasubhyo na bhavedbhuva. Synonyms: Vikshya, having seen, Utitan, developed, Tada, then, Upatan, disturbances, Ahu, they began to say, Loka, in society, Bayam Karan, causing panic, Api, weather, Abhadram, misfortune, Anataya, having no ruler, Dasubhya, from thieves and rogues, Na, not, Bhavet, may happen, Bhava, of the world. Translation: in those days, there were various disturbances in the country that were creating a panic in society. Therefore, all the sages began to talk amongst themselves. Since the king is dead and there is no protector in the world, misfortune may befall the people in general on account of rogues and thieves. Purport: whenever there is a disturbance in the state or a panic situation, the property and lives of the citizens become unsafe. This is caused by the uprising of various thieves and rogues. At such a time, it is understood that the ruler or the government is dead. All of these misfortunes happened due to the death of King Vena. Thus, the saintly persons became very anxious for the safety of the people in general. The conclusion is that even though saintly persons have no business in political affairs, they are always compassionate upon the people in general. Thus, even though they are always aloof from society, out of mercy and compassion, they consider how the citizens can peacefully execute their rituals and follow the rules and regulations of Varnashram Dharma. This was their concern. In this age of Kali, everything is disturbed. Therefore, saintly persons should take to the chanting of the Hare Krishna mantra as described or recommended in the Shastras. Harinam, 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 Eva Kevalam, Kalo Nashtyeva, 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 Gatiyanita. Both for spiritual and material prosperity, everyone should devotedly chant the Hare Krishna mantra. Text 38. Evam Rishanta Rishayo Davatam Sarvato Disham Pumsha Samuhito Buris Choratam Abilumpatam. Synonyms: Evam, thus. Rishanta, while considering Risha, the great saintly persons, Davat Tom, running, Sarvatadisham, from all directions, Pamshu, dust, Samutita, arose, Buri, much, Choranam, from thieves and rogues, Abhilumpatam, engaged in plundering. Translation: when the great sages were carrying on their discussion in this way, they saw a dust storm arising from all directions. This storm was caused by the running of thieves and rogues who were engaged in plundering the citizens. Purport: thieves and rogues simply await some political upset in order to take the opportunity to plunder the people in general. To keep thieves and rogues inactive in their profession, a strong government is always required. Text 39 through 40. Tadupradravam ajnaya lokasya vashuhum lumpatam baratari uparate tasmin anyonyam cha jigham satam Chora payam janapadam hina sattvam arajakam lokam navaryan chakka shakta apito doshudarshani nina. Synonyms: tat, at that time, upradravam, the disturbance, agnaya, understanding, lokasya, of the people in general, vasu, riches, lumpatam, who by those who were plundering, Bharatari, the protector, Uparate being dead, Tasmin King Vena, Ayonyam, one another, Cha also, Jigam Satam, desiring to kill, Chora Prayam, full of thieves, Janapadam, the state, Hina, bereft of Sattvam, regulation, Ajra, Arajakam, without a king, Lokan, the thieves and rogues, Na, not Avarayan, they subdued, Shakta, unable to do so, Api, although Tat Dosha, the fault of that, Darshana, considering. Translation. Upon seeing the dust storm, the saintly persons could understand that there was a great deal of irregularities due to the death of King Vena. Without government, the state was devoid of law and order, and consequently there was a great uprising of murderous thieves and rogues who were plundering the riches of the people in general. Although the great sages could subdue the disturbance by their powers, just as they could kill King Vena, they considered it improper on their part to do so. Thus, they did not attempt to stop the disturbance. Purport. The saintly persons and great sages killed King Vena out of an emergency, but they did not choose to take part in the government in order to subdue the uprising of thieves and rogues, which took place after the death of King Vena. It is not the duties of brahmanas and saintly persons to kill, although they may sometimes do so in the case of emergency. They could kill all the thieves and rogues by the power prowess of their mantras, but they thought it the duty of Kshatriya kings to do so. Thus, they reluctantly did not take part in the killing business. Text 41. Brahmana samadik shanto dinanam shampupekshaka shravate brahmatasyapi bina bandat payoyata. Synonyms. Brahmana, a brahmana, samadik, equipoised. Shanta, peaceful, dinanam, the poor, samupekshaka, grossly neglecting, shravate, diminishes Brahma, spiritual power, tasya, his, api, certainly, bina bandat, from a cracked pot, paya, water, just, yata, just as. Translation, the sages began to think that although a Brahman is peaceful and impartial because he's equal to everyone, it's still not his duty to neglect poor humans. By such neglect, a brahmana's spiritual power diminishes, just as water kept in a cracked pot leaks out. Purport. Brahmanas, the topmost section of human society, are mostly devotees. They're generally unaware of the happenings within the material world because they're always busy in their activities for spiritual advancement. Nonetheless, when there is a calamity in human society, they cannot remain impartial. If they do not do something to relieve the distressed condition of human society, it is said that due to such neglect, their spiritual knowledge diminishes. Almost all of the sages go to the Himalayas for their personal benefit, but Prahlad Maharaj said that he did not want liberation alone. He decided to wait until he was able to deliver all the fallen souls of the world. In their elevated condition, the brahmanas are called Vaishnavas. There are two types of brahmanas, namely Brahmana Pandit and Brahmana Vaishnava. Qualified Brahman is naturally very learned, but when his learning is advanced in understanding the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he becomes a Brahmana Vaishnava. Unless one becomes a Vaishnava, one's perfection of Brahminical culture is incomplete. The saintly persons considered very wisely that although King Vena was very sinful, he was born in a family descending from Dhruva Maharaj. Therefore, the semen in the family must be protected by the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Keshava. As such, the sages wanted to take some steps to relieve the situation. For want of a king, everything was being disturbed and turned topsy-turvy. Text 42. Nangasya vamso rajarsher esha samstantum arati amoga virya hi nripa vamsesmin keshavashraya. Synonyms, na, not, Angasya, of King Anga, Vamsa, family line, Rajareshi, of the saintly king, Esha, this, Samstatum, to be stopped, Arati, ought, Amoga, without sin, powerful, Virya, their semen, he, because Nripa, kings, Vamsa, in the family, Asmin, this, Keshava, the supreme personality of Godhead, Ashraya, under the shelter. Translation, the sages decided that the descents of the family of the saintly King Anga should not be stopped, for in this family the semen was very powerful, and the children were prone to become devotees of the Lord. Purport. The pure hereditary succession is called Amoghavirya. the pious seminal succession of the twice-born families of the Brahmanas and Kshatriyas especially, as well as in the families of Vaishyas also, must be kept very pure by the observation of the purificatory processes beginning with Garbhadham Samskar, which is observed before conceiving a child. Unless this purificatory process is strictly observed, especially by the Brahmanas, the family descendants become impure and gradually sinful activities become visible in the family. Maharaj Anga was very pure because of the purification of semen in the family of Dhruva Maharaj. However, his semen became contaminated in association with his wife, Sunita, who happened to be the daughter of death personified. Because of this polluted semen, King Vena was produced. This was a catastrophe in the family of Dhruva Maharaj. All the saintly persons and sages considered this point, and they decided to take action in this matter as described in the following verses. Text 43. Vinchiti yaivam rashayo vipanasya mahipate mamantur uram tarasa tantrasid bahakunara. Synonyms. Vinishchitya, deciding, evam. Thus, Rishaya, the great sages, Vipanasya, dead, Mahapate, of the king, Mumunta, churned, Urum, the thighs, Tarasa, with specific power, Tatra, thereupon, Ashit was born, Bahuka, of the name Bahuka, dwarf, Nara, a person. Translation. After making a decision, the saintly persons and sages churned the thighs of the dead body of King Vena with great force and according to a specific method. As a result of this churning, a dwarf-like person was born from King Vena's body. Purport. That a person was born by the churning of the thighs of King Venus proves that the spirit soul is individual and separate from the body. The great sages and saintly persons could beget another person from the body of the dead King Vena, but it was not possible for them to bring King Vena back to life. King Vena was gone, and certainly he had taken another body. Saintly persons and sages were only concerned with the body of Vena because it was a result of the seminal succession of the family of Maharaj Dhruva. Consequently, the ingredients by which another body could be produced was there in the body of King Vena. By a certain process, when the thighs of a dead body were churned, another body came out. Although dead, the body of King Vena was preserved by drugs and by mantras chanted by King Vena's mother. In this way, the ingredients for the production of another body were there. When the body of the person named Bahuka came out of the dead body of King Vena, it was really not very astonishing. It was simply a question of knowing how to do it. From the semen of one body, another body is produced, and then the life symptoms are visible due to the souls taking shelter of this body. One should not think that it was impossible for another body to come out of the dead body of Maharaj Vena. This was performed by the skillful actions of the sages. Text 44. Kalakrishno Titashvango Hrashva Bahur Mahahanu Hrashva Pan Nimnas Nasagro Raktakshas Tamramurdaja. Synonyms. Kaka Krishna, as black as a crow. Ati Hrashva, very short. Anga, his limbs. Hrashva, short. Bahu, his arms. Maha, big. Hanu, his jaws. Hrashva, short. Pat, his legs. Nimna, that. Nasagda, the tip of his nose. Rakta, reddish. Aksha, his eyes. Tamra, copper-like. Murdaja, his hair. Translation. This person, born from King Vena's thighs, was named Bahuka, and his complexion was as black as a crow's. All the limbs of his body were very short. His arms and legs were short, and his jaws were large. His nose was flat, his eyes were reddish, and his hair copper-colored. Text 45. Tam tu te vanatam dinam kim karomiti vadinam. Nesideti abruvam stata sa nishadas tato bhavat. Synonyms. Tam, unto him, to, then, te, the sages, avanatam, bowed down, dinam, meek, kim, what, karomi, shall I do, iti, thus, vadinam, inquiring, nisida, just sit down, iti, thus, abruvam, they replied, tata, my dear Vidura, sa hi, nishada, of the name nishada, tata, thereafter, abhavat, became. Translation. He was very submissive and meek, and immediately after his birth, he bowed down and inquired, quote, "Sirs, what shall I do?" End quote. The great sages replied, quote, "Please sit down, Nishada." End quote. Thus, Nishada, the father of the Nishada race, was born. Purport. It is said in the Shastras that the head of the body represents the Brahmanas, the arms represent the Kshatriyas, the abdomen represents the Vaishyas, and the legs, representing or beginning with the thighs, represents the Shudras. The Shudras are sometimes called black, or Krishna. The Brahmanas are called Shukla, or white, and the Kshatriyas and the Vaishyas are a mixture of black and white. However, those who are extraordinarily white are said to have a skin produced out of white leprosy. It may be concluded that white or golden hue is the color of the higher castes, and black is the complexion of the Shudras. Text 46. Tasya vamshyas tu naishada giri kanana gochara yena haraj jayamano yena kalmasam ubanam. Synonyms: Tasya, his, and Nishada's, Vamsyai, descendants to then, Naishada, called Naishadas, Girihanana, Kanana, the hills and forests, Gochara, inhabiting Yena, because Aharat, he took upon himself, Jayamana, being born Vena, of King Vena, Kalmasam, all kinds of sin, Ubanam, very fearful. Translation: after his, Nishada's, birth, he immediately took charge of all the resultant actions of Krishna's sinful, or King Vena's sinful activities. As such, this Nishada class is always engaged in sinful activities like stealing, plundering, and hunting. Consequently, they are only allowed to live in the hills and forests. Purport: the Nishadas are not allowed to live in the cities and towns because they are sinful by nature. As such, their bodies are very ugly, and their occupations are also sinful. We should, however, know that even though these sinful men, who are sometimes called Kiratas, can be delivered from their sinful condition by the topmost Vaishnava platform, to the topmost Vaishnava platform, by the mercy of a pure devotee. Engagement in the transcendental loving service of the Lord can make anyone, however sinful he may be fit to return home back to Godhead. One has only to become free from all contamination by the process of devotional service. In this way, everyone can become fit to return home back to Godhead. This is confirmed by the Lord Krishna himself in the Bhagavad Gita 9.32. Mam hi parta vipashritya tepi yepi shu papayonia striya vaishastato shudras tepi yanti param gatim. Quote, O son of Prita, those who take shelter of me, though they be of lower birth, women, Vaishyas, merchants, as well as Shudras, workers, can approach the supreme destination. End quote. Thus end the Bhaktivedanta purports of the fourth canto, 14th chapter of the Srimad Bhagavatam, entitled, quote, The Story of King Vena. End quote.